On the show today, we have BAI's very own Carl Dahlgren talking about some research they did on how credit unions can improve digital banking capabilities for Generation Z. And this is some timely stuff here, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have BAI's very own Carl Dahlgren. Carl, how you doing these days with the beard? Looking good, sir. Lumberjack.
Yeah, looking a little bit different these days, but glad to be talking to you again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, it's good to be talking to you as well. I always enjoy our conversations, and I think this one's going to be no different. You guys have done some research on how credit unions can improve digital banking capabilities for Generation Z. And my gosh, is this timely or what?
It is. There's a lot of discussion about digital these days, since it's really the primary channel that's available.
Yep.
But this is kind of an interesting generation. They're a quarter of the population, the oldest of which are now in the workforce. And so they have some economic impact. They're starting to need financial services. And really today, we've had a lot of information provided on the millennials. And not as much on this generation.
Yeah.
So it's been nice to take a look and see what their preferences are.
Yeah, it's good. I think a lot of people are in that same boat where we have just loads and loads of information on millennials, but Gen Z, we're just now coming into the picture. We need some more information on those folks. So I'm glad you guys did this report. And was that kind of what prompted this research as well? Because, hey, you know, we don't have enough information out there. Let's do our own thing. Or is that kind of what prompted it? Or
this was part of a broader survey that we performed around digital, but we have a slice that's specific to this generation. And it's nice to have that relative to the other generation.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just specific to this, to Gen Z.
Okay. And so what trends are we beginning to see relative to Gen Z's preferences pertaining to financial services? What are we seeing out there?
Well, it's a little bit different than the millennials. I mean, we think of these folks as the digital generation, correct? And as you would expect, they utilize the digital channels significantly. But surprisingly, they have more interactions than any of the other generations with financial institutions. It makes it challenging, right? Because they don't necessarily carry high balances, and they're high maintenance because they're interacting quite a bit. And while they do have the most number of weekly interactions on the digital channel, they're also utilizing the branch and drive up as much as the boomers. So they're utilizing all the channels. Now, obviously that's changed with the pandemic, but it goes to show what their preferences are. That we didn't see that necessarily out of the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I've noticed, and this is a little bit more anecdotal, but based on a number of the facts that we pulled out of the survey, is that with this generation, you're seeing a little bit of a movement back towards personal relationship, face-to-face, and the need for that, which was also surprising to me.
Yeah, I'm surprised as well, since, you know, everything revolves around this thing. So
that's right.
I mean, I think it's kind of refreshing, don't you?
Actually, in digital transactions, they're using the phone. So it's digital transactions defined by either over the PC, right, or laptop or mobile. And from a percentage standpoint, they're using mobile for their digital transactions.
Gotcha.
More than any other generation. So they're still very much into mobile. It's just that they do also like that personal touch when there are more sophisticated products that they need information on, likely because of they're early in their age and they need more information and help when it comes to financial service products.
Yeah, that was my next question I was going to ask you. Was like, why? Why do they crave this face-to-face? And you just answered it, because they need the info. So
yeah, and I think they are a little bit, I mean, it isn't like the millennials didn't go through that same period in life, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's more than just, well, this is where they're at in their life. I think there's also a little bit of a change in behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's good news, particularly for credit unions who have a little bit more of a focus on that personal relationship.
Yeah, but it's kind of too bad what's happening right now, because it kind of seems like it sets that back a little bit because of the whole face-to-face thing isn't really occurring right now. But, I mean, obviously, at some point we'll get back to it, is my hope and everybody's hope. So probably get back into those normal practices again.
Yeah, I mean, so the upside for the credit unions and those that have strategies that have a little bit more of that personal touch with face-to-face, I think there's good news on this front, as I just mentioned. The downside is, yes, we're in a pandemic, and it's forcing adoption from all generations of the digital channel at a much more rapid pace than it was previously occurring.
Yep.
And, you know, some of the larger institutions that have a lot of money to spend on technology, that provides a bit of an advantage, but there are ways to partner with technology firms and combat that and offer the right mix of personal touch along with the digital piece.
Yeah, no doubt.
You do have to have the digital piece for this generation. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's table stakes.
I think that's ready for any generation now because, I mean, everybody is using it. And like you said, the pandemic really sped things up. You know, everybody's got to use it whether you like it or not. So this is just kind of the situation we're in, and this is the way it's going to be. So you're spot on there. Next question for you here, Carl, is what does Gen Z's preferences, how do they impact credit unions regarding attracting and retaining the best members?
Well, I mean, I think you got to think about what is the best member, right? I mean, I'm sure you look at, are they profitable?
Yeah.
But one thing you have to look at is, you know, where's the battleground for customers? And this is the young generation. And I've encouraged folks, I mean, you really need to think of this as an NPV calculation. For the incumbent, so you have older customers that are very profitable, and they have children, and the children are in this generation, and they're very likely to use the same financial services institution as their parents.
Yeah.
That became apparent. Over two-thirds will do that. And so you have to think of it as, one, retaining your profitable customers, the parents, but then also investing in the relationship that will become profitable over time as they mature in their lifetime. So I think it's and this is where the battleground is, right? Because once they're ingrained in an institution, I think it's a little bit more difficult and costly to attract them either back or from some other organization.
Yeah, and plus the hassle, are you kidding? To switch, you know, financial institutions? I mean, gosh, that's just incentive enough to like, all right, I'll just put up with it type of thing. So, but I hear a lot of people are doing that though right now. So,
well, that's actually an interesting point because we asked some questions around that very topic.
Oh, did you?
Matter. Yeah, and so it turns out that this generation is very willing to consolidate their relationship with one organization, far more than others. I think it was, you know, upwards of 82% would be willing to consolidate all of their products into one institution. If that institution had the products that they need that fit their age group.
Right.
So there's a qualifier in there that's very important. Now, that's great. So you've got two-thirds of the generation willing to use their parents. Then you've got them willing to consolidate into one organization. So there's a sense of loyalty there. The problem where that breaks down is that 70% of them are willing to leave their financial services organization for better technology. So they're a more fickle generation than you've seen others, and they're willing to move quickly.
Really?
Quite frankly, the switching costs are lower, right? Because as organizations start developing applications online and have to adapt to this new pandemic situation, you know, moving your relationships a click away. It is a hassle, but not as it used to be.
Oh, okay. Well, alrighty then. Sounds good news on that front for sure. So if you want to switch, it's getting easier and easier for sure. So, and you kind of alluded to this, you alluded to the pandemic a couple of times at the top of the show here. So how do we expect COVID-19 to kind of really accelerate all this, impact it, all this type of stuff with the Gen Z? How is that impacting this generation?
Well, I think it's probably impacting this generation less than it is, say, the boomers, because that generation had grown up utilizing the channels that are far more traditional, and it's forced them to move out of that. Versus, you know, Gen Z, and they're used to using these channels. They're already using the mobile channel.
Right.
And so it really hasn't had a change. It hasn't meant a huge change for them. They were already doing that. Now, again, they do a lot of other transactions. They do like when it's, as I mentioned to you before, in the more sophisticated products, like to have some access to an individual to speak with. And I think that organizations are coming up with ways to contact and reach out to their customers, do kind of like what you and I are doing right now, which is, you know, video conferences and other ways other than, you know, coming into a branch and exposing yourself to you know, to the elements.
Yeah, I think, yeah, this is definitely the smart way to do it and to get that face-to-face, like you said. So this is definitely the smart way right now to get that done. Plus, everything is like, I mean, you can almost close a loan digitally now. So it's just amazing how far we've come in such a short time, and it'll definitely happen for sure. To wrap up, Carl, where can folks find this information out? Where can they find more details to kind of enhance or expand their knowledge in this area?
Well, go to BAI.org.
Okay.
And we've got some information that can help you understand better this generation and even more broadly the digital impact and what's going on right now from a COVID perspective.
Yeah, no doubt. Alrighty, sir. Well, any other final words of wisdom to wrap up here? I mean, this is a hot topic for sure, especially in these times right now. So any other thoughts here?
Well, you know, it's always important for financial service organizations to know that, yeah, it's a digital generation, but what does that mean, right? Yeah. Like, where do I place my investments? And as it relates to this specific generation, what they're really interested, the top two things they're interested in is faster, more fluid payments online.
Mm-hmm.
And also saving apps that automatically put a portion of, you know, their spend towards savings.
Yep.
So if you're looking, I mean, if you're specifically targeting this generation, you're trying to figure out where to put your dollars,
mm-hmm. Okay, good to know. Yeah, I'm even interested in those two places as well. So, all right, Carl, good stuff. Appreciate the time as always. I always learn something really cool when I talk to you, so I really appreciate it and the time that you give us as well. I know you're a busy, busy guy, so we appreciate it and thank you. And stay safe and healthy, all right?
Mike, you too, and always great to be on your show. Really appreciate it. Love your energy.
Thank you. Right back at you, sir. Well done.